You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it's a little past 5:30. We had to make a switch from Monday to Tuesday, but it is time for Fitzy's Five.
And now, we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank him up, or is it count him down?
What the heck's going on out here?
F*** it. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five.
Fitzy. All right, ladies and gentle fans, last night we had one of the most fanticipated debuts in recent, if not all of Boston sports history, with, of course, the Roman Empire making its grand debut in right field with an error and an RBI, mind you, for your Boston Red Sox. 60-34, Ted. 60-34 to reach those 92 wins. We'll see if Roman Anthony is capable of that. But that got me thinking. I wonder where that ranks in the recent history of great anticipated Boston sports debuts. Thus, Andy, we put together a quick list, the Fitzy Five, from the mind of the Mad Fan. The five most recent anticipated Boston sports debuts over the last 50 years. So why don't we take it to Stiz, number five.
Yandy Diaz with a clean single to right.
Oh, baby. Up,
and Roman Anthony in his first game at Fenway Park makes an enormous error to make it 3-0 Rays and Yandy Diaz to third.
Yeah, that's right. Roman Anthony comes in at number five. Heavily anticipated.
Top five. Nice.
Makes the top five, absolutely, because, of course, he is to be the savior. This team so desperately needs the jolt, the juice, the spark, the zhuzh, the something from this kid. We'll see if he can turn him around. 60-34. Probably not so much. 50-44 would probably be pretty good for him as well. Speaking of which, let's move on to number four.
Of the drive. Halfway through the opening quarter. Short drop. And then down the sideline, getting open, is Chris Hogan for the touchdown. Picked up in the offseason from Buffalo. So, Mr. Garoppolo, smelling salts and all. Nine plays, 74 yards, 37 yards. And the Patriots draw first blood.
Do you guys remember where you were when Jimmy Garoppolo started game one of the 2016 season for the New England Patriots in year number three, Ted? Of course, he was taken in the second round of the 2014 draft out of Eastern Illinois, a.k.a. Tony Romo University. I, for one, was nervous because I couldn't believe I was going to possibly love another Patriots quarterback. But that was a hell of a debut as they got the dub on Sunday Night Football against the Arizona Cardinals. Granted, Arizona had to miss a kick at the end of the game for Jimmy to get the dub.
That's okay. It was a great performance.
It was a great performance. Remember how good he looked the next week, Ted?
I mean, I remember how good he looked when he went to San Fran initially. I thought this guy was going to be a baller, and I couldn't have been more wrong. A lot of people thought he was soft. I didn't see it until the very end. Then I was like, oh, yeah, he's not the guy I thought he was.
No, I know. Three touchdowns in a quarter and a half the next week against the Miami Dolphins, and then Kiko Alonso changed Patriots and Garoppolo history in one quick tackle. All right, let's move on with our gyro balls to number three.
And Sheely reaching for one right there, and that's strikeout number nine for the Boston pitcher. And the 1-2. And another strikeout. or Daisuke Matsuzaka.
That's right.
Number 10.
10 strikeouts in his professional debut, the highly anticipated, expensively posted Daisuke Matsuzaka, a.k.a. Daisuke, who went 15-12 in his first year in Major League Baseball, did get a win in the World Series, going five innings against the Colorado Rockies, and of course the Sox won that World Series. Next year went 18-3 with a 2.9 ERA, still have no idea what a gyro ball is.
Yeah, because it didn't exist. It was fake, and he was boring.
What really? What was the gyro ball really?
It was some mythical...
Okay.
It's like a six-finger pitch?
I think it was in the split-finger family.
Yeah, but okay, I think it was mixed with like a curveball or a slider. Or something. Okay. It didn't exist.
Okay.
It was like this thing you heard about, and then you're like, wait, where is it?
That's kind of badass, though,
if you just, you're known for just a pitch that no one else...
A mythical pitch that no one throws.
That's kind of badass. Yeah,
but then he was just boring and not fun.
It wasn't great. Yeah. I got to say, the Dice K era, I remember when I was there for it, there was a lot of hype. Let's hope the Roman Empire outlives and, of course, is greater than the Dice K era.
But we got two good years out of him? I mean, two electric kind of years.
Electric is strong.
An electric debut.
18-3 is electric.
It was misleading. You know how they say wins are misleading? That was misleading.
Okay. All right.
He was not as good as 18 wins.
All right. Let's move on to number two.
Trent Brown still at it. Juwan still in at the tackle. Okay. There is a block and touchdown pass. Aguilar from the rookie Mac Jones.
That's right. Michael McCorkle Jones with his first touchdown pass, a quick slant to Nelson Aguilar in a losing effort. Against the Miami Dolphins back in 2021. Of course, remember how excited we were, taking 15th overall, 2021 draft. Here comes the savior. Finally, he's not Cam Newton. Someone to root for, someone to get excited about in the post-Brady era. And then, of course, they went 10-7, and he and Devontae Bosby and company got their doors blown off in Buffalo back in January 2022, and they were never the same.
You know what? Is that after about, remember it was right before the bye week, it was middle of the season. They looked like maybe the best team in the NFL.
9-4, Ted.
It was like,
oh, the computers loved them. All the analytics were like Super Bowl matchups. Yep.
It was
going
to be Brady against McCorkle in the Super Bowl.
And then they go on a bye and come back and were never the same team after that.
And then they stopped playing.
Nope.
Cupcakes.
And
I don't like where this list is going.
And then Matt Patricia reverse engineered the offense and everything fell apart. However, here's one person who made his debut in the last 50 or so years, just a little bit less than 50, and actually delivered on his promise.
After being drafted almost 2 years ago by the Celtics and through 2 months of on and off again negotiations, at times quite bitter between two old adversaries, Red Auerbach and attorney Bob Wolfe, Larry Bird became a very rich young man this morning.
That's right.
6'9 All-America from Indiana State signed a 5-year contract worth more than $3 million.
A 5-year, $3.25 million deal is all it took to get the hick from French Lick, Larry Bird, signed up. In his debut game, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and a win against the Rockies. They did go to the playoffs that year, lost to the Sixers. He was an all-star. He was the rookie of the year. And what happened in year two? NBA championship. So things kind of worked out. Two more to follow.
So that one's good.
For Larry Bird. I'm pretty sure that one was pretty good.
Garoppolo, Mac Jones, there were too many that petered out there.
Well, they won the Super Bowl in Garoppolo's debut season. He got you two wins, and then they won the Super Bowl.
I don't think those are directly connected together.
He helped.
The only time Mac Jones will be compared to Larry Bird.
Yeah. The one time that Mac Jones will ever share space with Larry Bird.
Please, Lord, let Roman Anthony be better than Mac
Jones. Your Fitzy Five of Boston sports debuts most anticipated the last 50 years. Roman Anthony, Jimmy Garoppolo, Daisuke Matsuzaka, McCorkle Jones, and Larry Bird.
Okay. Can I, a couple that didn't make the cut that I'd like to nominate, Randy Moss, 2007.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down.
Don't let pneumococcal pneumonia break your stride.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.